I hope this is working. Please be a working. Can you see me? Can you hear me? Yellow. Can you see me? Can you hear me? Disaster stream. Golly. What are we? Oh! Hey, there we go. Oh, all right. Sorry about that. Let's start this shit show over. This wasn't, you know, this is not me. This is IT, right? It's all these cupcakes around me. I swear. Wasn't me this time. When in doubt, just restart it. All right, let's just jump right into it. We're not even going to, basically, let me just recap all the stuff you didn't hear me say earlier. It was wonderful, but I'll redo it. We are going to talk a little bit about the upcoming matches. We're going to talk about one portal. We're going to talk about Bama. We got to pick on Bama, right? I mean, they're down there in the gutter, so let's take advantage of that because we don't get to say that much about Alabama. And then last but not least, we're going to talk about coaches getting fired, how close you are, how far away. So let's jump into it. Appreciate the cousins being patient with me. Let's see, getting everybody cupcake, Shane. This is probably why I've been late. A lot of people are saying it. It's going to be tough to lose weight today. Come on now. It's cupcake week. That's what this is. Now, before we get going, I want to remind the cousins, we are brought to you by MyBookie. And right now, if you go over there to MyBookie and you use promo code SEC, your first bet is safe. What does that mean? Up to $500 you place on any team this week. If you win, you win. If you lose, you get your $500 back. Jump on over to MyBookie, hit promo code SEC, take advantage of that. Also, take advantage of Tennessee Legend Distillery. They are going to be a big... I may already open this, but I should have opened this bottle. If I didn't have to drive somewhere, I would, because you want to drink responsible. But Tennessee Legend, make sure you swing by the Sevierville locations, Nashville locations. Tell them the cousin sent you. And if you don't have it, go to your package store. And if you don't see it on the shelves, be sure to let them know they need to get some Tennessee Legend. And if they do, and it makes it to the store, be sure to take a picture of it with you in it, and we will register you as a Tennessee Legend for the week and put you on the show. So, all right, let's go. Let's get into it. I got to make up some time. All right, fun news, right? Let's start out with something a little soft. People always ask, like, what was your favorite team growing up? And everybody knows mine's, of course, Tennessee, but... You know, there are a few others that I would have considered visiting, you know, especially if I saw this new helmet. Oh, shit. Come on, Shane. Get your shit together. It is too early for this. You can tell it's Friday. Fighting Taters, right? Look at that. The Fighting Taters. That seems like a school Shane would visit. Idaho Vandal football will wear Fighting Taters helmet for the home opener versus St. Thomas, Idaho Potato Commission. The game sponsor is also bringing a 70-foot-long big potato truck, and Spuddy Buddy, the commission's mascot, will be there. Fun fact, I've met this potato. This truck was over in Sevierville earlier this year. I didn't realize it was going to be part of this college football thing. I was just, you know, I saw 70-foot potato, so I needed to go see what that was about. Now, a list you won't see me on is this one right here, college football's fastest players through week one. Man, we had some speed, did we not? Come on now. This is Nick Harbor going 22.4 miles per hour. Damn, he'd get a speeding ticket in my neighborhood. If I saw him come down the street, he'd be 7 miles over the speed limit. That is freaking moving. Let's don't think. Rayshon's down there. I see you. Over 20 miles an hour. And Lacey down there running back 20 miles per hour. Man, we got some damn speed. Yes, you will. If we're doing the opposite, the slowest media personalities, I'd be on the list, I would imagine. I don't think I'd be at the bottom, but I would be pretty damn close. Speaking of bottom, oh, my gosh. Tennessee boys. Fox Sports Knoxville. Yikes. Alabama ticket prices for Saturday's home opener against ULM have plummeted. Since the Tides lost to Florida State, tickets are as low as $8.35 just to get in the building. For a reference, two Taco Bell quesadillas cost $11.58. That's correct. Which would you rather have, a football game or two Taco Bell quesadillas? Yeah, making fun of Bama. That's what we're doing. Look at it. I mean, this is my favorite video, is now a favorite shirt. I like to get my hands on this one. This is freaking awesome. Alabama coming out here. Even the alum, A.J. McCarron on the McCready Siskey. You look at these other teams that have $40 to $50 million in NIL, Alabama, and I know this for a fact, taking for multiple people in the program, Alabama has less than $20 million in their NIL. They broke, right? They are absolutely broke. Can they fix it? Of course, right? And I talked about this with Mike yesterday. I feel like, I mean, you look at the recruiting classes, they're loaded. Talent class, loaded. The locker room, absolutely loaded. But how long will you have that promotional code? You know what I'm saying? What I mean by that is how many losses, how many bad games, how many jokes online until it starts chipping away of that ability to get more for less. And there's a few schools that can do this. I mean, Georgia's a prime example. I mean, we always thought about it with Nick Saban. When they come in, it's just a launch pad to the NFL, you know, and the kids knew that. That's why it was easy to recruit that. But now you're starting to see kids go to the NFL from all types of schools. Hell, SEC's loaded with NFL track schools. So, yes, I feel like, you know, we make fun of Bama now, and I know it's just week one, and you talk about an overreaction. By God, we have overreacted big time on this one. But how do you fix it? You fix it in the locker room. The Alabama tight end came out, talked about Ty Simpson's message to the team. I'd appreciate it if we'd kept that private. Thank you. I wish I could have found the video, because he went on to talk about how they have had players-only meetings, and ultimately that's the biggest problem, right? It's the locker room. It's the culture that's created by the head coach, and this is why it's kind of in a shitstorm right now. Now, can you fix it in 1 week? Absolutely. When you got ULM on your schedule, you can look like you fix it on paper, but I believe it's going to take a little bit more. We've got some tough games ahead of us. You know, by the time we get to that Georgia match, will Alabama be as advertised? I don't know, man. I mean, I really cannot tell you right now. If I saw, we'll all be glued to the TV, and if I keep seeing them stuffed animals carried into that stadium, I'm going to be first in line to make fun of them. All right, big news. Portal, Ross Dellinger. The NCAA Football Oversight Committee voted today to support a single transfer portal in January, sources tell Yahoo Sports. Ushering in a significant change, the admin committee still needs to formally adopt the change later. The 10-day window is expected to open January 2nd. I think that is massive for us, right? For fans. Now, the players, you know, can it hurt? Maybe. Yeah, I'm sure somebody will sue and we'll have to change something. But in the meantime, I feel like this is big, big, big for Tennessee schools. Shit, I'm talking about Tennessee. I just saw something post up. I can't get them off my mind. Football's tomorrow. And it's big for the SEC schools. It's also big, I think, for the coaches, the staff, the GMs. You know, it's going to be a little bit easier to plan for your roster if you have just one window. Now, another great thing about it is spring, right? Spring was such a shit show. It's like this show this morning. It's just been all over the place. But, you know, we didn't have competition. I don't feel like we had enough fierce competition in the spring. And some of that, you gotta agree with me here, has to do a little bit with the portal. Because when these kids find out, I'm not a starter. I've been a starter my whole life, and now I'm not. They hit the portal. And I feel like coaches, like kid gloves, are around there. And maybe that's why we have such a sluggish start every single year, and it gets worse and worse because the spring is less and less significant. So how do you fix that? Well, you don't have a spring window. So we're heading there, and I feel like this is going to help a lot of these football teams hit the ground running when we open up. Now, if we had this in place, and this is why I was thinking of Tennessee, we'd still have Nico, and the old ball coach jumped on Duly Noted. Great show. If you've not checked it out, be sure to do that on YouTube. Got Spurrier on there. These two, they had a lot to say about old Nico.
And Aguilar at Tennessee.
Yeah, he had a good game.
Chris Doering's already said he's better than Nico.
Well, he was in the first game.
Yeah, Nico went to UCLA. They got.
Well, I watched that game. I actually taped it to watch it because it was on at 11 o'clock.
And
I'm watching it. I'm like, this is unbelievable how bad Iamaleva is. I mean, he just couldn't do anything right.
He had some so-so games, really, at Tennessee.
Yeah.
Steve will never say anything good about Tennessee. But you know who will say something good? Cousin JR. Come on, cuz. Coming through. Gifting a membership to Mr. Pressy. Mr. Pressy, welcome to the family, courtesy of the legend. Cousin JR has done it again. And not to be outdone, Texas up in here. I'm afraid we lost you after week one, but you back. You back. Hook 'em. Has gifted a membership to Too Tall Paul. Too Tall Paul, welcome to the family. Courtesy of Zovi. Come on, cuz. Appreciate you. Absolutely. Yeah. Look at here. I see you over here. They are distracting. That's why I'm all over the place. This was a bad idea. I should have put like celery or some shit in the background. Sorry for the language. It's been one of those days, one of those mornings. I apologize. Now, this ain't the let's jump into this. This is what we're here for. Let's talk about football, right? Vandy, Virginia Tech. What do we got to have here, right? Who do you got? Let me look at the comments. Who do we got in this football game? I already got my selections. It's on yesterday's show, so be sure to check that out. What does Vandy have to do to win this game? For me, it has to be slow. It has to be boring. It needs to suck the life out of the fans up there at Virginia Tech. And I believe me, Diego and company can do that. I would love for Vanderbilt to go on the road and get this win. What they've got to do is they got to be the most boring team in the country. They got to have long, sustaining drives. They got to keep the defense off the football field. And I believe they can do that. Now, it's going to be a tough matchup. Don't get me wrong, because we got to see a little sample size of Virginia Tech. They got some talent. But Diego and company, don't sleep on them. We ain't talking about them. It's like they got to have an upset for us to talk about Vanderbilt. Speaking of upset, a lot of Mississippi State fans upset. For starters, I picked the wrong photo yesterday when I dropped this. But more importantly, they don't get the respect, right? I feel like they're just clawing at the respect that they deserve there in Mississippi State. You ain't going to get it right now, right? I mean, last year was absolute dog crap, you know? Year prior, I mean, we've not had success in a while. And it's not your fault, fans. I mean, honestly, you got dealt a rough hand when your coach, passed away, and I felt like you guys were on the cusp of being back, but how do you get back? Well, you beat the shit out of a ranked team, right? I mean, these boys out here, they're trying to mimic the cowbell. Look at this damn video. We are laughing. Why? Because the coach came out earlier this week and he's upset. They don't have tofu salad over there in Starkville. They don't have a double tree close enough to the stadium for these boys. They got these little cowbells trying to mimic this game. You know, if you were to poll the fans, if you were to poll the team. They are expecting to come over here and steamroll these boys. And how do you get the respect back, Mississippi State? You win this damn game. Who you got in this one? First SEC matchup of the year. Ole Miss is heading to Lexington, Kentucky. Now, this one, similar. So I'm trying to think, how can Team A win? How can Team B win, right? I think we all know how Ole Miss can win. Just open it up, right? How does Kentucky win? Similar to Vanderbilt, they got to be boring. They got to just not let Lane Kiffin and company get going, all right? They did a little bit of that last week, which makes me think, hey, and honestly, probably one of the most challenged teams so far through week one. And I always wonder about that. Like, if you play a tougher opponent early, does it help you moving forward to the second week? If that's the case, I mean, Vegas thinks this is, what, a 10-point game, something like that? I don't have it on me. But 10 points? I mean, if you were to ask me week one, I'd say Ole Miss by 30, right? But the fact that we're getting closer and closer makes me wonder, like, maybe they know something we don't. This may be a hell of a game. Just kidding. It's my lock. Come on. Come to the sip. This is my lock of the week. I went 1-0 last week. I'm going 2-0 this week. I'm here to make you all some money. Oh, boy. What a game this one's going to be, huh? Game day's going to be there. Who you got? Who do you got? Michigan? Oklahoma? Let me hear it in the comments. Oh, goodness. What we got here? Oh, cousin, thank you. Tofu salad. Yeah, I ain't ever doing that. I don't think I've ever had tofu, to be honest with you. I've never liked the way it looked. I don't understand it. I don't even know if it's real food. And I eat like Spam and Treat, right? Growing up there, I would do that before I would do a tofu salad. Johnny Delgado, how do we become members? Easy. Just go down to the notes. Hit notes twice and oh shit. No, actually go to the show yesterday and hit notes twice and then you'll find it there. Apologize. We had a technical issue this morning. So, hey guys, back to the football game, right? This is a big one. This is a big one to get us on the map. You know, I hate losing to Ohio State. You know who else I hate losing to? Michigan. Can't lose this game. This is one that we got to come out here. We got to get right. And it's big for the fans. It's big for this conference because these two games, that Ohio State and this one, are going to be the measuring stick that we're going to use later in the year when we're trying to decide, does a 9-3 SEC team get in? There's going to be some 9-3 SEC teams. Oklahoma could be one of those. And they're going to look back at this one and say, well, how did they do week two against them boys up there in Michigan? Man, I feel like we got this game. I have no doubt in my mind we got this one. I've got them by multiple scores, and I think it's going to be the biggest win for Brent since he's been in Oklahoma. Last but not least, oh, boys. Boys and girls, this one here is one I've been looking forward to so much. So has the cousins.
That SEC podcast, what is going on? I want to start out by saying, if America were ever to fall, God help us all, drop that nuke right in the center of Lawrence, Kansas, and let it burn to the ground one more time. M-I-Z Tigers by a Billy.
Oh, yes, I love it. And I'm going to be doing this now. Prior to the games, we'll put up the message board. I'm also going to have one. I'll post online to do after. So after they beat them by a billion, I want you to get on here and say, see, cuz, I was right. What about Cousin Forrest? Got another one here for you. Big on Mizzou.
So the Beakers finally decided they hadn't had their ass properly whipped in way too long and needed to come back to Como for another round. As much as I'd like Drinkwitz and Company to hand out a 20-piece faster than a McDonald's drive-thru, I do think this game does mean more to us fans than it does to the players on the field. They were all in, you know, grade school last time these teams faced off. But I do like Mizzou to cover the spread. So let me get the Tigers 27 and Little K 17. Thanks, y'all. M-I-Z.
Golly, we got to have it, right? Cousin James, welcome to the family. Oh, man, you came in here just in time. And I've got to be real quick, man. We are up against, and this is my fault. I apologize, but I have got to get into. Let's talk about coaches getting fired. I worked really hard on this, and I hate to rush it, but we're going to have to. Let's take a little trip to Fire Island. Ticket to Fire Island. Which coaches are safe? Which coaches are not? We're going to start with some of the safest ones over here on Little Iceland. Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin could do whatever. Lane Kiffin could lose every game the rest of this season. He still ain't getting fired. Why? Because Ole Miss loves him. Why, really? Because Ole Miss has had some bad times, right? They've had some really bad years. But the success that Lane's been bringing in there, 10-win seasons, consistent since he's been there, 4 years. Yeah, shit. Lane Kiffin ain't going nowhere. Neither is Kirby Smart. Kirby can do whatever he wants down there. He could just decide not to go coaching for 3 days. And I feel like they'd still keep him. You know what I'm saying? Kirby Smart is safe. The success, I mean, it speaks volumes. They always, every list that comes out with which coach do you want, Kirby's always toward the top. You know who else isn't getting fired anytime soon? Josh Heupel just got extended. Josh Heupel's going nowhere. Now, could he leave? I mean, that's obviously going to be speculation moving forward, but he's not going to leave because he was kicked off this football team. Josh Heupel's going to stay in Knoxville for a long, long time, hopefully beyond 2030, which I think that's when his extension runs to. Eli Drinkwitz, not going anywhere. Again, success. Look at the success Mizzou's had. 10 wins, 11 wins. This is a guy that came in and fixed a program. This is a noticeable change. They're expanding the stadium. Their NIL budget is through the damn roof. A lot of this has to do with the success that Eli Drinkwitz brings to the team. Now, they got to keep rolling, right? He's nowhere near getting fired. This is one of the safest coaches in the country. Clark Lee. I thought about putting him in the water just a little bit, but again, we're talking about Vanderbilt now. We weren't 3 years ago. Pavia and company has turned this program around. They've made Vanderbilt exciting. Again, excitement, success, stadium renovations. There's correlation here. Win games, get nice things, and that's what's happening here with Coach Lee. Now, first one on the boat, Steve Sarkisian. Texas fans are like, what the hell, Shane? Sark ain't getting fired. Dude, is he near Fire Island? No. But his ass is in the water, right? Because he's got to win the big games. And Texas is different than Vanderbilt. Texas is expected to win national champions. They're not expected to go to college football playoffs. They're not expected to attend SEC championship games. They're expected to win those. And until they do, I'm keeping his ass on the boat. Don't get me wrong. A lot of teams would absolutely love to have Steve Sarkisian. But you ain't going to get him because he's going to stay in Texas till he wins something. Speaking of Texas, Elko's right on the other side. I had to split them up. Elko's on the boat as well. 1 year, I know, get it, I get it. 8-4, year one, total success, right? Elko felt like a weird hire to me. It just didn't. It like behind the scenes, it didn't feel like we got our number one guy, right? We didn't get the guy we wanted, but he's becoming the guy we want by winning. 8-4, year one. If I would have told you that would have happened besides Texas A&M, just a new coach coming in to fix a team that didn't make a bowl game, I would take 8-4 all day long. However, it's how we got to the 8-4. So, again, he's nowhere. He's closer to he's literally next to Frozen Island. So, you are good. Calm down, A&M fans. Calm the hell down. Another one needs to calm down, South Carolina fans. Shane Beamer, man, you know me. I had him on Fire Island last year, and I was wrong. Ate my words, apologized to the coach. He ain't going nowhere. He ain't going nowhere. In fact, he got an extension as well. I probably should have put him on Ice Island, but again, Beamer has changed the standard there in Columbia. They're expecting fringe playoffs, maybe even getting in. You got a potential Heisman candidate. And if things go right, if things go bad, they're going to blame you, coach. Now, again, he's just in a boat. He's nowhere near. I mean, the success, this is what I can't stand, is the seesaw. 8 wins in 22, 9 wins in 24. We got to have more consistency. Coach Kelly, I didn't put him in the second boat, but by God, he's in the water. He was right next to Fire Island till he won that week one opener. Now, Coach Kelly, I worry because now the expectations have never been higher. He's obviously had a lot of success down there in LSU. But the problem that you're running into is this is your run. This is your championship or bust run. And if we stumble in the gate during an Alabama game or you don't make the college football playoffs, I think Coach Kelly is right back on Fire Island Beach, man. This is a guy that had a lot of pressure, and he got a lot of forgiveness after that week one win. But nobody remembers week one after week two, after week three, you know? We're going to add Lebby to the boat. He's not in the water. He's not on the first boat. He's on the second boat. Why? Mississippi State fans, they can get mad all you want, but you ain't winning SEC games yet, right? You haven't had a big game yet. And I feel like the expectations at an SEC school should be that, should be success. And Vegas thinks you're going to win four games. That's not success. Year two? Come on. You should be at least six. You should be – if Lebby does not make – a bowl game, if Lebby doesn't win an SEC game, don't be surprised if he doesn't land on Fire Island, Brent. Now, Venables has done the right things in the offseason, right? The GM, the NIL, the transfer portal. He's doing, he's saying, he's I could see him pushing so damn hard for this team to be successful, right? He's still on a boat. Because the standards and expectations in Oklahoma are to win national championships, are to produce Heisman Trophy winners. They've got a whole shrine to show you, to remind you. Hell, I saw an interesting article. They were talking about the NFL quarterbacks that will be starting. Hell, Jim Nagy even posted on this. The most quarterbacks that are starting right now in the NFL came from the University of Oklahoma, three. But that's not even counting the one they sent to South Carolina, that's not even counting the one they sent out west. They've technically got five. So say what you want. The expectations are really high, and that's why this boat is so damn close to Fire Island. Now, Billy Napier. How long have I been trying to fire Billy Napier? I'm coming around, right? Week one, I guess I got caught into it a little bit, but I will say this. This is a short damn leash. Why? Because this is year four. Year four success is not 6 wins during a regular season, 7 wins during a regular season. No, year four at the Swamp, hell, we just had the old ball coach on. It's 10 wins. It's 9 wins. It's being talked about in every single week that they play as the favorite, not the underdog. And one of the things that Mike posted the other day, their schedule got even more daunting after week one because now look at this schedule. They got number 3 LSU, number 5 Miami, number 7 Texas, number 19 A&M, number 4 Georgia, number 20 Ole Miss, number 22 Tennessee, and now Florida State apparently is somebody as well, number 14. All right, listen, I'm not saying that Billy's going to get fired, all right? But after 2, 3, 4 losses, yeah, because the expectation should be higher in Gainesville. Stoops is right there, but they just can't afford to fire him. I ain't going to spend much time on it. Everybody knows the Stoops situation. Kentucky sucks you know what right now, and they've got to get it figured out. Hugh Freeze was on the beach. He jumped back in the water after week one. Big win against Baylor. Hugh Freeze, this is one that has to have a big season for me, Mike. Or Mike, shit, he ain't on the show, but I see this face that he – every time we talk about Hugh Freeze, I think of Mike. Got to have this one right here. This is one that you – after you look at the schedule, it's very favorable I really do think that Auburn can make a run here. But let's don't forget who's coaching this thing. We don't want to have that asterisk beside Hugh Freeze that used to be a good coach in Ole Miss. No, he's a great coach, and he can prove that this year. And this ass needs to get on one of these boats and closer back to Ice Island here. Sam, we know where Sam's at. Sam's already on this island. He's built a house. He's been there for a couple of years, right? Sam, obviously, he's got his back against the wall, but I don't think he really cares, you know? I mean, he has brought success to Arkansas. They've had some very, very good seasons. But ultimately, this thing's going to come down to winning some big games, winning the close games. If Sam would have won the close games last year, I think I would have put him in a boat because they would have had a better season. But it's those one-possession games, which when you have a one-possession game, I always go back to coaching. And then last but not least, Kalen DeBoer is in the fire pit. And they're saying, Shane, he ain't got no money. They can't get rid of him. They don't have the NIL. Trust me, kids. They've got money. They will find a way to fire him if it doesn't work. But I apologize to cut this short. We're closer. We're 30 minutes closer to kickoff. I appreciate all the cousins. Did I miss any comments here? Probably. But I love y'all. Just remember that. Have fun. Drink responsibly. We will be on tomorrow. I'm going to watch the real Arch Manning debut because week one was not good enough. So watch me and Mike. We'll come on here. We'll watch some games together, drink some Tennessee Legends, and have some fun. But you guys be safe. Have a wonderful day. And if you need bail money, call.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.